Hey, RJ, it's Dylan Carmichael.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm driving, and I've been flipping in and out of different time zones, and I just totally got turned around and messed up. Sorry about that.
I heard that you lost your passport. Your passport, yeah. I had to go down to Atlanta and get it.
Yeah, man. I went down to Atlanta, and I didn't realize if you go to a hub like that,
mm-hmm.
you can, in theory, now if you spend a little extra money, you can get expedited same day passport.
I didn't know that, and whenever Mike told me that, I was like, "Are you kidding me? You can do that?" And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you absolutely can. In my case, I didn't want to spend much money, but I'm supposed to be in England. I was being stubborn, and I was like kind of rebelling against the real ID. I don't even know why. I don't even have like a good reason. I'm the guy that's old soul. Like when people are trying to change stuff on me,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not changing nothing,
Right.
So I went a little too long without getting the real ID. Well, I ended up, the time snuck up on me, and it's like, oh, shoot. And they're like, got to have the real ID to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So I started flying with my passport in the meantime until I get the real ID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a good idea. So I carried it around a little too much. It ended up falling out of a bag.
Right.
Thank you for your patience.
No problem. They changed those rules right while me and my wife were on our honeymoon. And luckily, she got hers with the real ID right before we left to go to Key West, or she would have been stranded in Key West, which isn't a bad thing. We would love to have been stranded down there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, you know what? I did find out after I lost my passport, I was trying to get the real ID real fast. Well, I had to fly to San Diego, and I found out you don't even have to have it.
Really?
You don't even have to have it. So I went through security, and I told the guy, I was like, man, I got to get to San Diego. He's like, well, do you have an ID? I said, I don't have a real ID. He said, okay.
Huh.
I said, you just want me to just give you my regular, ID? He goes, yeah. And he takes it, looks at it, scans it, and goes, you're good.
Well, what was...
So explain to me.
Yeah.
I said, what's this, the deal with this? And he goes, man, as long as, a TSA officer says it's cool, they'll let you through. I mean, it's still an ID.
Yeah.
It's not the one we want.
I guess it depends on what TSA officer you get, right? There could be some say, nope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they want to make your day crappy, they can definitely do it. They can do that any day.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Dylan, you're going to be at Castle Ridge and Trellia Friday night. I imagine in all your travels, you've never been to our neck of the woods, have you?
You know what? I don't believe I have. But I'll tell you what, I've been to that beautiful state, and there is some backwoods there. People don't realize there's some backwoods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always say that, I grew up so far out in the country, you had to go toward town to hunt.
I love that.
I did. I really did. I'm backwoods myself, Dylan. And I guess you're doing some touring lately. You said you're going overseas here pretty soon?
Yeah, I'm doing a festival called Country Calling, and it's just north of London, England.
Hmm.
So I actually toured last year with John Party over in Europe. We did Germany and Amsterdam and a few cities in England and Northern Ireland, Scotland. That was awesome. Sweden, stayed in Denmark and Copenhagen. It was awesome.
Man, you've been everywhere. Are there backwoods guys and gals over there too?
Dude, we don't know nothing about backwoods. Get up in out in Ireland and Scotland, it's like, daggone, that's backwoods. They got castles over there,
uh-huh.
Chilling.
Yeah, castles out in the woods. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's like, what are y'all going to do with that castle? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just leave it there. We'll figure something out. We're kind of like people in Arkansas do with their cars, right? Leave it in their yard. Just leave it there.
Yeah.
We're thrilled to have you here Friday night. Tickets are on sale at CastleRidge.com. At the end of this interview, I'm going to give away a pair. And Dylan, I have to mention this. I got to get it out of the way. You're the nephew of John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry, of course. But how much did your...
Wait, what? I am?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
How much did they influence you? Like, did you look up to these guys and say, hey, that's what I want to do? Is that how you started?
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. Definitely influenced me, probably in more ways than I even realize, you know. But you know, my grandparents, their parents were musicians. My dad, so Eddie and John Michael are my mom's brothers.
Okay.
Also, my dad, where I get the Carmichael name, his dad was in a gospel quartet called the Carmichael Brothers, and they traveled around. Music was just everywhere. Mm. Kentucky, at the time I was growing up, it was everywhere. And so I was influenced by a lot of things, but certainly seeing my uncles up on the big stage, seeing them on CMT and hearing them on the radio and all that stuff was, I had stars in my eyes. I was like, wow, I wanted to do that. I was kind of an awkward kid. I wasn't very smart in school. You know, I wasn't book smart. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I can do that. And I the first time I ever picked up a guitar, it just felt right. And so it all just kind of just happened so organically. And I think it's in my blood. I think it's in my spirit. I think I was born to do it, you know. And so it's, I've always loved it. It's never gotten old. I've never worked a day in my life. It's been, it's been so awesome playing music. It's awesome. But yeah, stylistically, I was very heavily influenced by 90s country in general. Yeah, my uncles, I look up to them so much, and they've given me some great advice. I've sat and talked to both of those guys, and taken some great, you know, wisdom from those guys, and my mom as well, who had a career in the early 2000s, made a record in Nashville. My mom, Becky Montgomery, and so yeah, it's just been,
it's in the blood.
It's been a grind, but it's been awesome. I've enjoyed it.
I'm sure you've heard it. I mean, you sound just like Uncle Eddie. I listen to your new song, though, She Gone, you sound like Eddie, and sometimes it sound like T-Roy. So, I mean, you kind of have both of them in it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Has anybody ever said that to you, that you sound like both of them?
I've never heard that I sound like Troy. That is the first, and I appreciate that because I love Troy. I'm definitely influenced by Troy Gentry. You know, the thing is, I grew up playing in the same bars that those guys played in, mm-hmm. obviously 30 years later or 20 years later. And so I played the same cover songs and had a cover band and loved the same music that Eddie and Troy and probably a bunch of my other influences loved, like Waylon and Merle Haggard and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Charlie Daniels and all that stuff. And so I would say it would be safe to mention that Eddie probably was influenced by Charlie Daniels and Hank Jr. And so am I, you know. And so we have the same, you know, DNA, same blood, and same, you know, we're related, so we sound the same. I'd say if my mom, my mom has a female sounding voice, but I think that her and Eddie sound. Eddie sounds like a male version of mom in a lot of ways. And we all kind of like, we talk like, we're from the same place. We grew up together. We grew up around each other. I'm proud of it. I'm absolutely proud to sound like anytime someone compares me to one of my family members, it makes me real happy.
Well, you've also worked closely, Dylan, with some big names like Hardy and Jesse Alexander, Ashley Gorley. Our good buddy from here in Southern Illinois, David Lee Murphy, you know, he's from around here. He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just saw him the other day. I asked him, I said, you know, because he's got that song, first line in Dust Upon the Bottles, Creole Williams. And I've been wanting to ask him this. I said, David, Is Creole Williams a real person, or did you just make that name up? And he goes, no, Creole Williams was a real person. It was his cousin's best friend. He said he was wild as a buck, and he actually did make homemade wine. So down there somewhere, where you're at, there's a Creole Williams running around, and there's a song lyric named after him.
Well, if you're listening, Creole, we'll, you have to give us a call.
yeah, call in, Creole. Yeah. Where are you at? I want to meet Creole.
Yeah, I want some of that homemade wine. Dylan Carmichael with us. Folks know your songs like Son of a, Drinking Problems, but tell us about the new music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always a growing thing. If I ever feel like I'm not growing or getting better, it's time to quit. I really feel like I have, I'm in my prime as a songwriter. I think I'm in my prime as a vocalist, getting into the studio and capturing some of the best vocals I've ever done on this album. I finally kind of got, I feel like, the perfect balance of not too many sad songs and not too many fast songs. You know, like, it's a good balance of, you know, a roller coaster ride of emotions almost. Like, I got a song dedicated to grandparents, particularly wrote it about my grandpa. And then I've got, you know, She Gone, which is a breakup song that's fun and lighthearted, you know. It's a different approach on a breakup song. Got some super traditional country songs. I've got some songs that have a little bit of a rock influence. And you know, it's just me being in the studio and being creative and just expressing that. So I feel like, this is the most organic album I've ever done. This is the most like me being me without outside influences. And that comes with, me being, being my third album and just being around town for a while and kind of learning who I am and finding out what I want to say, my messaging and my songs. And man, I'm so confident. I just feel so confident and so far it's been great. You know, I'm still trying to break through as an artist. I'm competing with Morgan Wallen, you know, if you want to be real. So I'm out there grinding, trying to get people to hear this music. But if somebody, if I could encourage your listeners to go check out the new album, I'm really proud of it. And I really do think that it'll be one of their favorite albums of all time if they give it a chance. So
what's the name of the album, Dylan?
Oh, Keeping Country Alive.
See, and I love it. Just the name of the album right there. That tells it all. Yeah, Keeping Country Alive.
Very much. There's some patriotic themes in there, and it's really me playing to. Somebody told me one time, they said, "Play to your crowd," and it made me realize, anyone that wants to listen to my music is welcome to listen to it. Obviously, I would. The day I really love the concept of singing to the people, a lot of people. I've always had a soft spot for those that have served our country. I like to pay homage to that, and. Those people that are out there driving the big semi trucks and those kind of folks like I grew up with, and I know they're everywhere. Like apparently Gilbert said, country must be countrywide, because they are everywhere. We go to upstate New York, and I tell you, there's some rednecks in New York, brother.
And in the UK.
You know what? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So people will expect to hear some of that new stuff Friday night. What else are we going to hear and see at your show this Friday night at Castle Ridge, Dylan?
Well, I have recently given new music. I put a bunch of the new songs on the set list. I've actually had a little bit of a shift in my set list. I started adding some different genres of covers. We're gonna do a '90s country medley of all my favorite '90s country songs. Basically, the story I'm trying to tell in my live set is I'm playing the new music. I'm playing my quote unquote hits like Hot Beer and whatnot, and then I'm playing some songs that kind of influenced me. You know, so I was heavily influenced by rock. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I'm playing some rock and some '90s country, and then I'm going to play my song, old songs like that, and then follow that up with some of those classic country gold songs that I grew up listening to. And I just hope to see everybody singing along out there, dancing, having a good time.
I'll be one of them, Dylan, so I can't wait to see you Friday night.
Hey, I can't wait to see you cut a rug out there.
Dylan Carmichael at Castle Ridge coming up Friday night. You can go to castleridge.com and get your tickets. And we got some free ones coming up here in just a minute we're going to give away. We appreciate you, Dylan. Thank you so much. God bless you. Be safe.
God bless, brother. Thank you so much. See you, RJ.
See you Friday night.
All right, buddy.